I have no illusions as to what I am. You can call me an escort, a high-class hooker, prostitute, slut, woman of the night, whatever you like. But men still pay me to fuck me. I'm good at what I do. I'm beautiful. I'm elegant. I can be the candy on your arm, and I can be the quick-witted conversation. But when it comes down to it, I'm a filthy, dirty girl when it gets back to the bedroom, or the back of the car, or anywhere else you deem fit to fuck me. It sounds seedy, doesn't it? But you know, I'm to the point now where I can pick and choose the jobs that I want, charge whatever I like, demand what I need. Oh, I always give the most wonderful personal service, but I'm a little more choosy these days, and the higher my price, the less work a girl has to do. You sent a car for me, which is unusual. Normally my driver brings me. But you came to get me, brought me to the restaurant, which in itself was a little unusual. Top-class businessmen don't often want to be seen with an escort in public. But here I am. Your driver gets out of the car, takes my hand, and escorts me all the way into the restaurant and to your table. A prominent table in the middle of the restaurant. Lots of recognisable faces around know exactly who you are. I wonder how many will guess who I am. The paid for slut. You get up from the table the minute you see us coming. You take my hand from your driver, nod to him, and he leaves. But you don't move. We're a couple of feet from the table. You kiss the back of my knuckles. You lead me to my seat and you help me sit down. And then you apologise for not being there to pick me up yourself. It's really not necessary. I'm here to cater to you, not to the other way around. You don't sit opposite me at the table, you sit to my side. So we're both almost looking in the same direction, your knee just grazing mine underneath the table. May I order for you, you say. Of course. And we go through our meal in a very polite and very intimate fashion. We eat beautiful oysters. Stunning food that just makes my mouth water even when you say it to the waiter that's what you want. But I'm confused. I'm sitting at the table with you and there's all these people around and they keep passing by the table and saying hello, just wanting to be seen with you. Why do you want to be seen with me? Is it a power trip that I can buy whatever I wish? Is it? I don't know what it is. But I'm about to find out. I felt your hand against my arm before I saw it. I looked down, the back of your knuckles were running down the outside of my arm. I want to play a game, you said. Okay. I nod. Sit back, put my hands on my lap. What would you like to play? Let's play making my competitors jealous. I picked you for a reason. You are stunningly beautiful and you stand out. So let's make sure everybody's seen, shall we? Take your panties off, is what you told me. I sat there for a second, not entirely used to playing public games like this, but what the client wants, the client gets. My dress has enough leeway to allow me to slide my fingers underneath. You see the stocking tops. You see the clasps holding my seam stockings up, running down into my Louboutin shoes. The red sole gives them away. breathing a little hard. I know people are watching. We've been scrutinized since I came in. And I shuffle out of my panties, slip them off my feet, lean down, bunch them in my hand, and put my hands back to my lap. "Give them to me," he said. I look around a little warily and hand them over. And you sit there, with your elbow on the table, and my panties drop, just the edge hooked over your finger. The whole restaurant, if they choose to look, can see you sitting there, looking at me with a wolfish grin on your face and my panties hanging from your hand. You have a white shirt on, tie, double cuffs. All the linen, the tableware is white. My black panties stand out completely. You bring them to your lips. Kiss the little bow on the front of my panties. And then inhale. "My dear, you smell delicious." I swallow hard. I look up and see the stares and condemnation and disbelief of so many people in the restaurant. "Now, my dear, I want you to come." I raise an eyebrow at you. "Excuse me? I want you to come here, right now. Real orgasm. I don't care how you do it. If you want my help, I'll help you. But I want you to come right here, right now. Before dessert." I hesitate a little moment and look around. People are shyly still looking, but trying to look back at their food and the company they're in to regain conversation. But you can see they're all shocked. "What the fuck is this?" I say to you, forgetting myself for a moment. "You tut." "Just a game, my dear. Indulge me. I am, after all, paying for it." I smile. The challenge in your face is hard to ignore. My competitive side comes out and I slide my hand down underneath the slip, my dress, and find my wet pussy with my fingers. I turn myself a little into you so I can have a little privacy. You take my hand in yours, run your fingers up the inside of my wrists. It makes me shiver. It makes me catch my breath. You're really going to make me do this. You're really asking me, telling me to come here in the restaurant. Why? Why would you do that? Why would you need that right now? Why? And all you say is three words. "Because I can." You continue the slow strokes of your fingertips on the inside of my wrist. You bring my hand to your face, my palm cupping your chin and your jaw. You turn to kiss my palm, bite down on the flesh of the inside of my thumb. I can't help it. I'm breathing heavy. I see him waiter coming, and you wave him away without dessert. "You better hurry, my dear, before the ice cream melts. I want you to come before dessert, and then I'm going to lick your fingers off. And then eat before I take you home and fuck you hard." I can't believe how incredibly turned on I am. I'm sitting in a restaurant where anyone who cares to look knows exactly what I'm doing. In fact, some at the closest tables have heard you tell me this. You use no hushed tones. You don't mince your words, you just say it. "Come for me. Do it. This is my playground. This is my kink. This is what I want. And if I didn't think it would have me thrown out, despite my stature here, I would have you fuck me at this table. Ride me in this chair. The thought makes me quiver. You're good looking. Tall, wide shoulders. I can only imagine your cock hard behind your pants right now. Your hand is gripping my wrist a little harder as you bite down into my palm. Oh! I can't help but cry out a little. Fuck! There are eyes on me. I can feel them. I never thought it was something that would turn me on, but it's helping. Look at me, you say. Don't look at them. Look at me. In this moment, right now, you belong to me. Bought and paid, young lady. Now come, looking in my face. Come with all these people in the restaurant, knowing what you're doing, watching you. The waiters are all hard. Such a beautiful girl, in such a beautiful dress. Fuck. I'm going to come all over my fingers. I'm gonna come right here. Oh. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. I slip my fingers out of my pussy. And you grab my hand, let go of my other one, pull my fingers to your lips and suck. You suck my juices off. So, you really do taste as good as you smell. And luck. I am so very proud of my good girl. Do you know how many escorts have come before you and how many have said no to my request? I look at you again. It wasn't a request, it was a demand. And I'm guessing that this is what you've been craving. Right out here in the public. People watching, seeing you for the control freak and the arrogant man that you are. But I'm not any escort. I'm the highest paid because I am the best, and I do exactly what I'm asked. Even if that means deporting myself in a restaurant full of people who are watching under their lashes and talking in hushed tones about the girl who's just had her fingers licked of her pussy juices by the man who bought her for the night. Now, are we having dessert? Or are you taking me back to fuck me?